Track 1, Exacerbations. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Compulsive Spending and Credit Card Debt, 7 Key Therapeutic Strategies for the Shopaholic. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I'll be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with compulsive spending. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as exacerbations, motivations, partner therapy, reactions to confrontation, malicious spending, preparation techniques, and trigger attack techniques. So let's get started. On this track, we will discuss three factors that exacerbate a compulsive spender's habits. These factors include denial, social pressures, and contradicting personalities. The first factor we will discuss is denial. When confronted about their behavior, many clients will deny their behavior, but because they are in the state of denial, they become less confident in themselves. To compensate, they compulsively spend greater sums of money. Jason, age 27, stated, "Yeah, I spend a little more than the average person, but I don't have a problem. That's ridiculous." Megan, his wife, stated, "When I confronted him about all the purchases on our credit card bill, he denied the whole thing, even though I had the receipts in my hand. After we had an argument, he went out and bought more stuff. He's so frustrating." I stated to Jason, "When you spend money, you're in fact trying to validate your own sense of worth. By buying things that have tangible value, you feel that they reflect back upon you. Does that sound right? How do you feel after you finished a large shopping spree?" Jason stated, "I feel good. I feel important. But that doesn't mean I'm dependent. I can control myself." Think of your Jason. Have you heard phrases like this before? What would you say to this type of client? To help Jason come to terms with his compulsive spending, I asked him to complete the compulsive spending quiz. I gave Jason a list of questions, which I asked him to answer with often, sometimes, rarely, or never. I also asked Megan, Jason's wife, to complete the quiz so that Jason would have a point of reference. The quiz included, but was not excluded to, the following questions. 1. Do you buy things you want, whether or not you can afford them at the moment? 2. Do you have trouble saving money? If you have a little extra available put in the bank, do you tend to think of something you'd rather spend it on? 3. Do you buy things to cheer yourself up or to reward yourself? After completing the quiz, Jason had answered often or sometimes to all the questions. On the other hand, Megan answered never to all of the questions. Clearly, this couple has very different views on financial issues. I asked Jason, "Do you think it is fair that Carol is the one who scrimps and sacrifices while you get to buy all these extravagant things?" Jason stated, "No, I guess that's not fair. Since we do have combined accounts, I should maybe back down a little. Think of your Jason and Carol. Would they benefit from comparing their compulsive spending quiz answers?" A second factor is contradicting spending personalities. If a client with a mild compulsive spending habit enters a relationship with a person who displays an opposite mild spending habit, these two different spending personalities will augment each other. Megan had the spending personality of a hoarder, or someone who prefers to save money in order to preserve a more stable state of mind. I stated to Megan, "Many couples tend to become polarized in their attitudes toward money. Even if you weren't opposites when you met, eventually you will most likely modify your habits to counterbalance each other's behavior. This reaction may be mild or extreme, depending on how convinced you are that your husband's actions will endanger the financial balance of your relationship. Thus, you, a mild hoarder, may have become a more extreme hoarder after you met Jason. Think of your Megan. Has he or she become a more extreme hoarder or spender after meeting with his or her partner? How would you explain this phenomenon to your client?" In addition to denial and contradicting spending personalities, the third factor is social pressure. Although social pressure is a factor that many attribute to the younger generation, I have found that it can apply to all ages. Kelly, age 45, had a fetish for shoes. Kelly stated, "I can't seem to stop myself. When I see a pair of shoes I want, I have to have them. I have over 230 pairs of shoes. My entire closet is devoted to them. Most of them I haven't even worn, but I know that when my friends come over, they are jealous and it makes me feel better about myself." Kelly had incorporated the social standing that her shoes had brought her into her self-esteem. Instead of using them for a practical purpose, Kelly began using them as social status. I explained to Kelly, "There are lots of different messages today that try and convince you to fill your life with things. Today, we're bombarded from infancy with images of all the wonderful things we can buy to transform our lives into bliss and perfection. However, all it really brings us is debt and unhappiness. Think of your Kelly. Is he or she buying items because they feel it will bring them happiness?" On this track, we discussed three factors that exacerbate a compulsive spender's habits. These factors included denial, social pressures, and contradicting personalities. On the next track, we will examine the various motivations that shopaholics have for compulsive spending. These motivations include substituting for love and affection, gender-related motivations, and thrill-seeking. Question 1. What are three factors that exacerbate a compulsive spender's habits?